to leave a bit earlier. He sent regards to all of you and wish you well. This morning, for many of you who attend this seminar, from now on we will discuss about the future preparations that are going on for the last 2 years. This is the third year. And as you know, energy issue in the world, including GMS countries, significant not only for GMS communities, but significant for the world, because as you know, we are running out of oil, and to some extent, within 70 years, we probably will be in scarcity of gas. And even with gas, as you know, the price of gas will be going up. The evidence is in Thailand, where the price of natural gas has been going up significantly. And I'd like to thank, first of all, the Khun Rariya from Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who has been supporting this project for the last 3 years. For many of you who came to this meeting for the first time, but I want to show the picture. Okay, I will show you some of the activities later, because she had to leave. Because I want to tell the people about the pictures rather than my words. But anyway, I want to say that the first year, 2010, we invite all the GMS countries representative coming to Thailand for 6 days. Okay, and the most important function is to discuss what are your needs in terms of human resource development. Okay, instead of Thailand giving ideas to GMS friends, we ask them. Okay, so basically we discuss what you want in the first 6 days, and then 2011. With the support of my government, we convene 20 days intensive workshop, mainly on alternative energies, solar, wind, biogas, biomass, and show the example of effort in Thailand to go into alternative energies. Okay. So the last year 20-day workshop was very important. And not only to explore the alternative energies only, we also discussed the following issues that if many of you want to pursue further, you can do it. First is about energy conservation. You see, energy conservation is like a demand side management. You cannot expect demand to go up like that forever. For example, in Thailand, we want to conserve energies as well. We cannot meet only the rising demand like in the past. Okay? So energy conservation was discussed significantly. Secondly, we discussed about impact of energy sector on environment. Unfortunately, we did not have enough effort last year to look at environmental impact that expressed by country like Laos, for example, because this country are concerned about environment. So this year, the first 5 days in Thailand, in Nakhon Nayok, we spend more time on impact of environment, which we went into Nakhon Nayok, besides energy conservation, besides environmental impact, we also talk about energy law. Okay, there's a lot of effort last year looking at the possibility of energy law, and then we're talking about economics of energy, how you price natural resources. It's very important when Laos sell electricity to Thailand. How do they price their electricity resources? Okay, so last year we also have discussed a lot about economics of energy. In fact, in Thailand, the economics of energy is something that we ignore for so long. Before, we were quite strong in energy, economics of energy. So I myself, besides looking after human resources, I also an economist. I think economists should also look at the pricing of the future energies also, because the higher the price does not mean bad, because the more you subsidize prices of energy in the world, the more you consume beyond the need, right? So I think all the countries have to balance between poverty concern, the poor have to be subsidized, as well as using market prices in the future, because if price of energy become a political price so much, like in Thailand, whenever the rise of energy price, people blame inflation rate, for example. But if you don't price energy according to marginal use value, then the use of energy will be more than you should, right? So I think in GMS, we also should look into that. Now, this year, the main purpose is to listen to all the countries from today to tomorrow. What have they learned? What have they achieved during the last 3 years of conference? Okay, so I want to publish into acceptable documents to be distributed all over the world. Yesterday, may I tell Khun Maria and our ambassador that all the leaders were in like a seminar. I have my colleagues giving them some outline to work. I think yesterday they had 3 sessions, but the last session they have to prepare their paper. So we can have comparative tables in GMS. And I tell my ambassador friend from India that we will start EMS plus one with India. Okay, GMS now 6 countries. See, Japan doesn't include China, but Thailand is very open. I'm very open. If Ambassador India want to join, then we can say GMS plus one, like ASEAN plus 6. Because India is a very important country for alternative energies, right? If China is in my project, and then India is being excluded, so I think we'll be happy to invite India. Now, I like to say that even though the government of Thailand, through Ministry of Foreign Affairs, have planned for a 3-year project, but I like to say that with the discussion with our friends, this is no longer a Thailand project. Alternative energy and human resource management is a GMS project. I'd like to report to you that next year, government of China will hold meeting like this in Beijing. Okay? Oh, give a hand to China. Because the kind of effort that we work in these things, if it's good, they should go on, right? That's why we call sustainability capital, as many of you know. If something is good, we should do it. And we should do it, not because Thailand is the host of this project. I think the quality of discussion among GMS countries and as well as academic from Thailand, I think we should do. And I already discussed with Laos for 2014 that Thailand and Laos can jointly host similar project in Laos in 2014, and I hope subsequently other countries like Myanmar or Vietnam or Cambodia can join in. So Khun Maria, you should be happy that this project will not disappear because the government does not support me, right? Because the government has to do something else. But I think the quality of work is important. Now, in conclusion, energy, environment, and sustainability is the world important issue. Although it looks small by the way we do here, but I like to tell everybody that I myself spend a lot of time thinking about how we can work together in this great region of sub-region, plus India, if you want to join us. Okay? So my hope is that the document that we're going to publish in probably about 3 months will be as good as OECD, will be as good as World Bank. We don't have to rely on only those organizations. I myself is academic, right? I want to do something that's useful for the countries. And if you look ahead from now, 20 years from now, if alternative energies does not take more than 30% of the world energy need, what happened to the world? What happened to the global warming? What happened to environmental problems? If China, indeed India, expand using the same growth model where energy intensity the same level, there would be no room for people in the world because carbon dioxide going to the air will be so much and global warming will not be solved. So I'm happy that Ambassador of India is here. You know, he's not a member of GMS, but maybe he thinks well that maybe this project will be good for India. That's why I offer him to be GMS plus one. Maybe United States, if you want to be GMS plus two, they can join in. But they have to invest the people, their knowledge, their ideas. Because the ideas of alternative energy should not belong to only the Western world. I'm not against the Western world. I invite them. I'm friends of them, right? But I think the kind of commodity based, small electricity grid unit, where people participate, maybe in the future, income and employment will come from alternative energies. But they have to be people-based. You should not have a big engineer nuclear power like in the past. You know, I coach people in EGAT for the last 8 years. EGAT in Thailand has to shift from engineering-based to people-based. They have to know what the people want. And the people want quality of life as well as want energy. Okay? Energy is still important in the world. If you want to develop income of people, energy is still needed. So we need a balancing economic development issue which has to be discussed among people in Asia. If the West want to come and join, they are welcome. Okay? So I like to once again welcome all my delegates. All of them are here. Some of them came for 3 times. Some of them came for the first time. By the time you reach Bangkok, they know that this is not just a seminar. This is the way people in GMS get together. This is people diplomacy. This is relationship. This is networking. Okay? And I'm very, very pleased to see that the progress of this conference will go on, and the benefit is going to be for the people of GMS and beyond. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chira. And of course, next, I invite Ms. Viraya Karu Ampan, the Director of Human Resource Development Bureau, Thailand International Development Corporation Agency, or TICA, to deliver a welcome speech, please. Come up to your cast.
For international human resource development, distinguished guests, delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor and pleasure for me to be part of this opening ceremony of the International Conference on Energy and Environment Sector of the GMS Country, Phase 3. On behalf of the Thailand International Development Cooperation Agency, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all distinguished participants to attend this conference. Ladies and gentlemen, TICA, representing the Royal Thai Government for Technical Cooperation with other countries, has a very high priority on human resource and development as a means of improving and strengthening the social and economic growth of a country. It is our strong intention to share our experience and good practice in all areas of our expertise with other developing countries. The Thai government has administered its ODA by utilizing the potential and expertise of the concerned government agencies in implementing Thailand's development project and training both in Thailand and abroad. In the meantime, it is why I said that private sector agencies are in the capable potential to work with public sector in various activities. Thus, the Thai government has agreed to persuade public NGO partnership scheme in providing a technical cooperation to other developing countries. In this consequence, and due to the strength of the Foundation for International Human Resource Development, in human resource development, TICA has chosen the Foundation to organize the international conference to provide participants with an opportunity to share and together the common field of human resource and development concerning energy and environmental sector. The information gained from this conference will be very important for further cooperation on this common field of interest. I'm confident that the conference does not only help us find a proper way of collecting information on energy and environmental sector, but also provide an opportunity to exchange productive views and practical experience among all energy people in drawing a suitable cooperation for the GMS country. It is hopeful to be used to be beneficial in expanding our regional cooperation in this sector in the future as well. I would like to take this opportunity to express our deep appreciation to the Foundation for International Human Resource Development and its staff for the tireless effort in arranging this conference. Finally, I wish and trust that this interactive forum would yield a fruitful outcome and enhance the further cooperation in energy and environmental sector for the mutual benefit of our people concerned in this area. Once again, I wish you a happy and successful movement throughout this conference and you stay in Thailand. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Maria. ขอขอบคุณอยู่บนเวทีก่อนนะคะ May I invite Professor Dr. Chira from Rhode Island to present the gift to คุณ Maria, please. ขอขอบคุณท่านอาจารย์มอบของรางวัลของขวัญนะคะให้กับคุณ Maria ด้วยค่ะต้องกราบขอบคุณคุณ Maria มากๆนะคะที่สละเวลาอันมีค่ามานี้นะคะ Thank you very much once again.Thank you, Maria. And